London store has introduced plus size and para sport, whatever that is, mannequins to its redeveloped women's floor, signaling a further step towards inclusivity for fat people.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
So they have these big fat mannequins now in the store because they want to celebrate obesity. It's bad for your health. They say they're celebrating diversity and inclusivity of sport, even though we all know that the bigger you are, the less you're going to be good at sports, unless you are in sumo wrestling or football linemen are typically pretty heavy folks, but in general, athletes are, you know, in good shape.
I think beautiful people are made in all shapes and sizes. And
I disagree.
Airing every day from
noon to three.
You know, these people are like, I'm big and I'm beautiful. You're not. And I can say that. Just look at me.
And you're handsome.
In the face, maybe.
But on the inside.
I'm full of clogged arteries and there's no telling. I don't even want to see the inside.
I'm 1340 WKGN.
If you're big, you're not beautiful. You can still be beautiful on the inside. You know, you can do good things and have a good heart. And when I say good heart, I mean, you know, not because it pumps blood well.
Hour two kicking off in the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios. We ran some numbers trying to see just how dumb we were. So, Cam, you came up with there are 17,000-ish high schools in the country?
Yeah, according to this report. I found where all of our high schools rank.
Yours ranked where, like 2,100, somewhere on there?
Mine was 2,287.
Okay, so not bad. That's probably top, 13%?
Yeah, basically. Not too shabby.
Mine was what? McMinn County, shout out to Athens, was
6,470.
So that's, I guess, in the top 33%, basically, yeah, top 36%.
Not very good.
No.
It's not very good.
And then yours came in where, Cody?
9,062.
That's not very good either. But you said there's 17,000 schools.
I guess I'm doing that backwards. Isn't it supposed to be like the top 80 percentile, I guess, if you're like the top 20, isn't it like actually top 80 percentile? Isn't that how that usually goes? And they usually do it reverse.
No, it's you did it right. The smaller one means you're in the smaller percentage of like being.
Smaller the number really means you're in the higher percentile.
I mean, you like did really good on your scores, or like you're in the 99th percentile.
Right.
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 Not the 1 percentile, you're in the 99th.
Exactly. Percentile. If you're in the 1 percentile, you're in bad shape.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's the opposite of it's what I was saying.
Yeah. But Cam's number is lower.
But he's in the top 78% of schools.
The lower the number, the higher the percentile. 13,
you're in the top 87%.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
I see what you're saying.
Otherwise, before I was saying he was top 13%, mine was 34%. It's the opposite of being there.
Yeah. Okay. Still, it's best to be in the...
The first Knoxville school comes in at 885 in the nation.
Okay. Which one is that?
The L&N STEM Academy.
I've never even heard of that.
I have heard of that.
It's like right by World's Fair Park. Okay. It's super small.
So that's the best high school in Knoxville?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
They don't have sports, I don't think, do they? They probably don't have sports there. Smart people don't. Most smart people don't play sports.
Probably not.
Maybe a little sport, but not sports.
They might go They might go out and hit the golf ball. They might go out and play some tennis.
That's about it, yeah. Maybe a little lacrosse.
Yeah. Hour two, headlines. Cody McClure, Collision Course, right now.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Some huge news coming in here on Joe Burrow, the potential number one overall pick. His hands are 9 inches. Burrow's hand size measured at 9 inches this morning at the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, a source confirmed ESPN.
Is that bad? Nine inches sounds a little small, right? I don't know why.
It's always sounded big to me.
No, usually most quarterbacks have bigger hands.
I was going to say, usually double digits, right? Aren't most quarterbacks' hands double digits?
Yeah, I think Mahomes only had 9 in the fourth, so he's an outlier a little bit. But besides him, I think the only ones in the league are like Goff, Tannehill, and...
Isn't Teddy Bridgewater's hands really small?
I think Bridgewater, too. It was like 3 of them. But they go from like, I think, thumb to pinky tip.
Yep, they measure from pinky to thumb.
Justin Herbert has 10-inch hands.
We should do ours.
I have small hands.
Anybody got a tape measure?
No, I don't just keep one on me. The biggest hands... I guess Brett Favre had 10.38.
It's a shame. You should
have
a tape measure on you somewhere. I bet there's one in the back. We got all kinds of tools and stuff back there. Guarantee you we got one. Who do you think has the biggest hands out of the three of us? I mean, I got the like heaviest hand, but I don't know if I've got the longest.
Can you put your hand over my hand and see how much bigger yours is than mine?
A little bit, but yeah, not much.
Not much, but it is bigger.
Mine's a little bit long. That's enough of that.
How is Joe Burrow going to go through the drills? Do we know if he's doing, if he's sitting out through the combine drills or if he's doing those? Because Chase Young, I saw that he said he's not doing any of them. Joe Burrow is, you know, competing with Chase Young for being the number one pick. Chase Young's like, nah, I've done enough. I'm not doing this. I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. To be honest with you, I didn't even realize the combine was starting today.
If I'm Joe Burrow, I'm like, nah, I'm good, bro. I'm not doing anything. You saw my tape.
I wonder if Tennessee has any guys that matter when it comes to the combine.
No, I don't think so.
Because Trey Smith's coming back, so.
Nigel Warrior didn't get the invite. I guess Batuli or Dominic Wood Anderson or, you know, Callaway, I think, measured pretty short. He was barely a 6'1". I guess we'll see how they run.
Mm-hmm.
Juwan, I mean, I don't know.
Average hand size of the 35 quarterbacks drafted since 08 is 9 7/10 inches.
So Burrow's, I guess, 7.7 inches smaller than the average.
He's a little below average.
I don't think that necessarily matters. It's not about size. It's about what you do with it. His hands are good.
Yep.
He is able to get the job done, right? Like, Joe Burrow did not leave any LSU fans unsatisfied. Was he maybe a little shorter than the average quarterback? Yeah, maybe he didn't measure up. But no one complained. Everyone left saying, Joe, thank you. I love you. You're the man. It's not all about hand size. Sometimes it's about what you can do with them. And Joe Burrow, he got the job done.
The motion of the ocean, I believe is what they say.
And they reached the peak climax of a national champion. I think that matters more than size.
They've never been more satisfied by anybody.
No, never.
I mean,
he is literally the best they've ever had.
Who's the guy with the biggest hand they've ever had? I mean, Matt Mock, he didn't satisfy him.
Mettenberger probably had big hands, but he
didn't.
Zach Mettenberger
didn't satisfy him. Jamarcus Russell didn't satisfy him.
Jamarcus Russell probably had big hands, though. He was a big guy.
He could also throw the ball 70 yards on his knees.
I would say he had big hands.
But he didn't satisfy him.
Right, which just goes to prove hand size doesn't matter.
Yep, it's not always about size. Ladies and gentlemen.
Can you give me how big Jamarcus Russell is?
His hands?
Yes, yes.
His hand size was 9.63 inches.
So it wasn't that much bigger. He was even a little bit below average.
He was just such a big guy.
Yeah. He had a 31.77 BMI. Is that good?
Well, that doesn't seem good.
31.77.
No, that's not good.
That's not good.
No, that's not even close to good. That's really that's
well. The BMI is kind of a lie, right? Don't people say BMI is a lie?
I think I've heard that, but
your BMI is kind of a lie, right?
I don't know.
I think so. Like your body mass index, because that's just basically like your weight and size, right?
They give you this thing to like grip too. That's supposed to help.
I thought your BMI was basically just a formula from like your weight and your height, isn't that?
It's your weight and your height. It's your body mass
index. It's
not
like your body. Yeah, it's not like your. It's not like your fat percentage and stuff like that.
Well, that's kind of what
people that like LeBron James, who's 6'9 and 280, probably has a high BMI, but he's got like 4% body fat.
Well, I think it's supposed to tell like
it's
they
just
give
height
you,
and weight.
Yeah,
so
that's not even important.
They give you something to grip though,
like Deontay Wilder. No, well, I don't know if they do or not. It's just strictly your height and weight. It's like if you're a jacked 6'6", 270-pound guy, well, your BMI is going to say you're obese or whatever, but you're in tip-top shape.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of body fat percentage.
You're thinking of body fat percentage.
You know how you know hand size doesn't matter? Cody Kessler had 10.88-inch hands.
Yeah, too big. Too big. Sometimes it can be too big.
There's a sweet spot in there somewhere.
You got any other headlines?
Yeah, that was just one. The Mavericks have filed a petition to the NBA office over Saturday's controversial ending.
Oh, what a bunch of losers.
In a loss to the Atlanta Hawks, per a report. An inadvertent whistle allowed the Hawks to put the game out of reach. The whistle should have been blown, says Mark Cuban. Cuban took to Twitter to criticize officiating in a series of tweets, taking aim at the specific play that essentially gave the win to the Hawks. According to a report by Woj, the league is going to fully review the matter before deciding on a punishment for Cuban.
You know what? If you're not going to play Luka and you're not going to play Porzingis, then shut up. You don't get to complain. Which, by the way, if they wouldn't have blown the whistle, John Collins would have had a putback. So, like, the refs made the right decision. They made a judgment call. Hey, they should have made that judgment, same judgment call, I think, in the Lakers-Celtics game yesterday and didn't do it. But nobody was there to stop John Collins. You lost. You blew a 9-point fourth quarter lead. Trae Young got loose on you. You couldn't guard him. Take the L, Mark Cuban, and stop whining. Stop complaining.
Yes, yes. Take the L.
Just shut up!
Tyson Fury defeated Deontay Wilder in a boxing event on Saturday evening.
Shout out to Tyson Fury.
He then licked the blood off of his neck.
That was a pretty cool video. Did you see that video? Did you see that video? See that highlight? No.
Yeah, I'm watching it right now.
He had Wilder busted up, and like Wilder was bleeding out of his ears, and I guess it had gotten on his shoulders, and Fury was just dominating him. And at one point, they were locked up, and Fury just took his tongue and just licked his blood.
That's not cool.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool.
You thought it was cool?
Kind of. Fury was a big winner of the weekend.
Kind of gross. Johnny Manziel has deleted his Twitter account.
God, sometimes things just work exactly like you think they're going to work. Everyone was just lined up. I love Johnny. Let Johnny be Johnny. Let Johnny football be Johnny football. Stop trying to control him. Just enjoy the ride. He knows what he's doing. And he's flamed out. And he's a loser. And he's going to have a mental breakdown because he can't handle not being famous. And he's just going to fade into oblivion. Actually, he's not going to fade into oblivion. He's going to just keep trying to stay relevant and keep trying to get back in the spotlight. But no one's going to care. He tweeted out, hey, Oliver Luck, if you want ratings, sign me. And no one at the XFL is going to sign Johnny Manziel. They looked at that tweet and said, ugh, pathetic. And then he deleted his whole account because he's like, I'm above begging for jobs. No, you're not. Go do your little insurance ad about being a loser and just continue to be a loser.
Oh, Johnny's so exciting. Johnny talks a lot of trash. He's so exciting. I'm rooting for Johnny. He's going to be so good.
No, he's not. He's going to be a loser. And he doesn't have Mike Evans to bail him out anymore. Can't just run around and throw the ball up to Mike Evans in life, buddy. You got to go out and do the job. There's no Hail Marys there to save you. Can't throw the ball up into triple coverage anymore and get bailed out. Now, go take some of the money. He probably doesn't have much money left. He probably blew through most of his money.
I think his family has money.
Yeah, but didn't his dad cut him off?
I don't know.
Go crawling back to your dad.
That's probably
try to get back in on that old money.
He's got Direct Auto.
I can't imagine Direct Auto's paying him too much.
I don't know. They got him and Tanya Harding.
And Fat Joe for some reason.
Really?
I don't really know why Fat Joe, where he fits into that marketing campaign, but I saw a commercial with Fat Joe too.
I heard one of their ads.
I went from mo money to mo money problems.
Yeah. Been there, Fat Joe.
I figured Fat Joe is still getting checks off of Lean Back.
Lean Back.
It's a great
Lean
song.
Back.
Yeah.
I don't know any of the other words, but I remember that. Harvey Weinstein has been.
Don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back.
Speaking of pulling up your pants, Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty of committing criminal sex acts and rape.
Have they sentenced him?
I don't think so. Okay. But he's been found guilty of the...
That just happened, right? We're waiting on the decision before the show, so that just happened.
The third degree, I believe, on the rape.
Third degree, so maybe...
Not first degree.
Maybe he'll get like a plea deal or something and avoid jail time. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
I got to be honest. I went to McKay's on Friday to go buy some DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my five favorite movies of all time is Scream.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought it. I found it. $1.95. I was like, add it to the collection. Copped. And I picked it up on the side. Boom, right there at the top. A Harvey Weinstein Company production.
Oh, no.
And I said, ugh.
Do you have to cancel movies like you do?
I don't know, because...
Music?
You know, that one woman who came forward that got Harvey busted, that Rose McGowan girl or whatever, she's in the movie Scream, so I'm wondering, is this when it happened?
Could very well be.
I don't want to Google it to find out, because then it's going to change the movie for me. When she gets stuck in the... Spoiler alert. When she gets stuck in the garage door and has her neck broken, I'm like, oh, man, is that like a metaphor for being stuck in... in Harvey Weinstein in Harvey Weinstein's office? Like, what is happening here? It's not funny.
You think that's no? It's not funny.
It's not funny.
The way you thought of it is funny. You think
it's
that's
gonna
what
change the way I watch it? Because that's who it is. That's the woman that blew the whistle on Harvey Weinstein, and you know she dies a gruesome death where she tries to crawl through a dog door, and the guy, the killer, Ghostface. I don't know if it was Billy or Stu. One of them, they have a mask on, hits the button. The garage door goes open, goes up. I feel like it in real life it wouldn't have actually done this, but I don't know how garage doors were in the 90s. I don't know what kind of safety features they had to prevent you getting your head stuck in between the, you know, in between the door and then getting it suffocated and killed when it goes up.
Maybe Ghostface was a visual depiction of Harvey Weinstein.
God, I know. I don't know if I can still watch Scream, and I just said it's one of my five favorite movies of all time. I love Scream.
That seems high.
No, I love it.
So are you going to cancel? You should cancel all Harvey Weinstein's movies like you did R. Kelly's music.
Well, R. Kelly's the singer, so it's a little different.
Nah,
production company
Harvey's
versus
production.
Singer. I understand.
It would be worse if Harvey was the director, I guess.
Well, yeah, he's in jail till March 11th is when they're going to sentence him. Third-degree rape usually carries a sentence of probation to 4 years. And he also had a first-degree criminal sexual act, which carries 5 to 25 years.
If we're going to start canceling all of Harvey Weinstein movies, we've got to cancel Inglourious Bastards.
Django, why do you have to? Oh.
Goodwill Hunting.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't do that.
Lord of the Rings.
No.
I mean, I don't like Lord of the Rings, but,
no. Yeah, we can't.
So basically, every Tarantino movie, all the Scream movies, Goodwill Hunting.
So Harvey did all
the
Tarantino's
Lord of the Ring
movies.
Yeah, like it's you got to really make you got to really put your foot down.
Has Tarantino received any blowback for being connected to this guy? Like,
I mean, I think he had to address
sure
it.
He probably.
I think
has.
Everyone's had to address it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wes Craven's dead, so he doesn't have to address it when it comes to, like, the Scream movies.
Wes Craven's dead.
Yeah, he died.
Hmm.
Which is why we might not get Scream 5.
That's a shame.
Which, after watching Scream 4, I don't know if we really need a Scream 5.
Yeah, I feel like 4 is probably plenty. Yeah.
Silver Linings Playbook was also a good movie.
Oh, that was a good movie. Yeah. The Family of Eagles fans.
Yeah.
De Niro and...
So are we willing to cancel that?
Bradley Cooper.
Are we willing?
No. Yeah. We can't cancel those movies. We can cancel Scream, but we can't cancel...
Scream holds up with all these. Scream is very well-received.
Scream holds up with those movies, with Goodwill Hunting. And
maybe not with Goodwill Hunting.
And the Tarantino movies.
It holds up with the Tarantino
movies. And Silver Linings Playbook.
It holds up with Django and The Hateful Eight and Kill Bill, 100%.
But not Inglourious Basterds.
Not Inglourious Basterds. Inglourious Basterds is great.
Scream holds up with Django.
Scream is a great movie.
Really?
It's a great movie. It redefined an entire genre.
So you're
the slasher films into the 20th century.
You were saying Scream is on a level playing field with Django and Silver Linings Playbook.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll say that.
I feel like that's a bad take.
I don't feel like it's a bad take for anyone who likes... scary movies. Like I said, it's a scary movie, so you have to guard a little bit on a curve.
Scary movies kind
of
suck.
That's not true.
That's pretty true. It's pretty true.
Scream holds steady. The Rotten Tomatoes score is 79% on both. That's pretty strong in the horror genre. It's got star power. You got Drew Barrymore, Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox. It's got some star power. What are you typing over there? Looking up what Django got?
No. Just doing a little research.
It redefined a genre. Give it some credit.
Yeah, but the genre kind of sucks, is all I'm saying.
I mean, I would say that horror movies do have a large gap between the good ones and bad ones. I think
Django, you said it was what, 70?
79% on both.
Django's 91 and 87.
I get much more joy watching Scream than I do Django.
I know Silver Linings Playbook is that high.
Again,
that's a great movie.
I acknowledge that I'm grading on a slight curve, an 8% curve. I got an 8% margin of window.
What do you mean a curve? What are you talking about, a curve?
It's one of the Hollywood, Tarantino's great, we got Leo. Yeah, okay, whatever. Leo and Jamie Foxx are going to get...
Silver Linings Playbook, 86 and 92.
86, 79, it falls on the 8% curve.
You can't have an 8%
curve. I have a curve.
I don't think you get to have a curve.
I have a curve for being inventive and redefining a genre. Django didn't redefine a genre. Silver Linings Playbook didn't redefine a genre. Plus, Rotten Tomatoes scores, not the end-all be-all.
Yeah, we know, because it's just an up or down vote. And
right.
It's, yeah.
Plus, I mean, like, you know,
you've
the new movies.
It.
the new movies people review in the heat of the moment. No one reviewed Scream in 1996 on Rotten Tomatoes because it didn't exist. That's all I'm saying.
Take away your 8% for nostalgia then.
It's not nostalgia.
That's an 8% curve for nostalgia.
It's not nostalgia.
Yeah, they couldn't even review the movie till 8 years later. And so they look at it and say, for its time, it was good.
I mean,
The Irishman's got a 96%. You won't even watch it.
That really just proves the flaws of the Rotten Tomato system.
Your movie's down there with Frozen 2.
I haven't seen Frozen 2.
Frozen 2, 78%.
I haven't seen Frozen 2, but I feel like it's probably a good movie.
Clearly.
Whatever.
Anyway, Harvey Weinstein is guilty.
You're the one wanting to give up Good Will Hunting.
I would not give up Good Will Hunting.
Canceling Harvey. What an idiot.
No, I didn't know.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Hops and Hop.
All right, let's do a little house cleaning. Apparently, I've had a couple people complain saying that I've had a little echo in my mic today. I guess you guys, neither one of you wearing headphones, but I wonder, I had my headphones kind of on the mic stand, and it was turned up loud from, like, the Blitz, so maybe it was picking up there, maybe.
Hard to know.
Headphones on now. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me know if it's still there, if there's a little echo. And if it is, I'm sorry for pointing it out, so now it's going to drive you crazy. My bad.
Sometimes there's just an echo. Oh.
Tweeter writes in, make sure Cam, I'm passing this message on to you, Cam, make sure headline music stays behind headlines. He said it's 100,000 times better with music, which that's nice to hear that people like the headline music because I wasn't sure where we ended up on that. We got one tweeter that's a big fan of it at least. So, Cam, keep the headline
music
coming.
I've always been pro headline music.
That's Hayden failed to do that on Friday, but it was my fault. I forgot to tell him, so. That was, you know, three straight batch of headlines without music, so do that. Also, tweeter Will writes in saying that Patton Oswalt said, a general rule of thumb is you're still allowed to like everything a person has created up until you find out about the bad stuff when it comes to cancel culture.
So you can like Bill Cosby's jokes all the way up to, like, 3 years ago.
Yeah, basically.
So it's okay to still watch The Cosby Show, but he only did like one special,
no,
I think.
No, see, I don't. I feel like you can't like anything Bill Cosby done anymore. I don't know if this is a good rule of thumb. I think I have to disagree with this.
I don't know. Some things are different. Like, music is a lot
different.
I don't
like any of R. Kelly's stuff anymore. He is a scumbag. I don't like any of his music anymore.
I feel like music and movies are different than comedy.
Do I bat 100% on turning the radio when it comes on? I don't know. Maybe not 100%, but pretty good.
Will you actually turn the radio when the song comes on?
We are no longer doing the remix to Ignition.
If it comes on, if you hear it in a public place, will you ask them to turn it down?
I mean, if I'm in a public place, no, I'm not going to ask them to turn it down. I just usually leave and take my business elsewhere. I get up and leave the restaurant right in the middle.
You would not get up and leave a restaurant. No, you would not.
Sir, you forgot to pay your bill!
That's what you get for playing R. Kelly.
If you're at a bar and they start playing R. Kelly, you are not leaving.
Yeah, I am.
The establishment.
Oh, if I'm in a bar especially, I'm out of there.
Just walking right
out.
By the time you get the check squared away, the song will be over.
Yeah, but they are a certain type of people that I don't want to associate with. Now, do I do that every time? No. I believe I can fly.
Zero times.
I believe I can fly. Am I canceling it? I have to cancel Space Jam.
Whoa, that was R. Kelly?
Yeah.
The Space Jam song?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
You can't cancel that one.
I believe I can fly.
Who did you think that was?
I believe I can touch the sky. That's really R. Kelly.
Who did you think it was?
I don't know. I never thought about who it was. Yeah. I thought R. Kelly came after Space Jam. I didn't know
R. Kelly was before Space Jam.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought of him as like a 2000s guy for some reason. I don't
honestly
know.
Like the Space Jam song is. Honestly, the Space Jam song is matching up pretty well to right when he was getting really bad at his stuff too. That's when he's like running away with Aaliyah and stuff. So like it's right there at the peak of the problem, or I guess the root of the problem.
So that's maybe the worst song, huh?
I know, but do we cancel that one?
No, you can't cancel that. That's a great song.
I know. I have canceled You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson. That one's canceled. Because that was written by R. Kelly for an underage girl, sang by Michael Jackson. So I'm out on You Are
you
Not Alone.
You gotta cancel that
And
one.
That was one of my favorite songs. That's a banger. And I'm all the way out on You Are Not Alone.
You have to cancel
it. It was written by R. Kelly, him singing to an underage girl that he had knocked up and forced to get an abortion. And it's sung by Michael Jackson. I'm all the way out on You Are Not Alone. Bill Cosby? I don't Bill Cosby. Any athletes we've had to cancel? I don't think there's any athletes we've had to cancel, really, right?
I think it depends on what they're saying, too, and like what the...
I mean, the Derrick Rose thing makes me a little nervous. I don't root for Derrick Rose anymore.
Well, you can't just start canceling everybody. If you start canceling athletes,
Well, like Derrick Rose has a pretty bad sexual misconduct trial that he had to do.
Well, I mean...
But it was just a civil case, but it seemed really bad, and he even openly admitted, like, I didn't... Basically saying, like, no, I don't think she was consenting, blah, blah, blah. But then he beat the case. But then after the case, all the judges in the civil suit are posing for pictures. All the jurors, I mean, not judges, all the jurors are posing with pictures with Derrick Rose. You're like, well, it doesn't seem like it was a very fair trial. These people are obviously starstruck by Derrick Rose. But I don't root for him. But I don't turn the TV off when he's on. So
well,
I haven't necessarily canceled him.
I mean, you can't like, you'd have to cancel Tyson. You'd have to cancel.
I know.
To cancel Kobe.
I do feel a little weird. Well, not to cancel Kobe.
Well, you know.
No, the Kobe thing's different.
Mean, Mike Tyson, I know it's fresh. I'm just saying.
Mike Tyson did a bid.
You'd have to cancel Ray Rice.
Mike Tyson, I'm not watching Ray Rice play football anymore.
You'd have to cancel Tyreek Hill. You'd have to cancel Adrian Peterson.
I tried. I went to Kansas City to try to cancel Tyreek Hill.
You'd have to cancel.
I don't have him on my fantasy team. I draw the line. Tyreek Hill will not be on my fantasy team.
I assume you'd probably need to cancel Michael Jordan.
What did Michael Jordan do?
He had a lifestyle that
I never heard of anything problematic with Michael Jordan.
Well,
what are you doing?
I've heard of some things.
What have you heard?
What
do you mean you've heard of some things? Well, you got some inside sources on Michael Jordan that no one else has?
Well, I'm not necessarily saying criminal, but I've heard of some ethical.
He cheated on his wife a lot.
Ethical, maybe.
He cheated on his wife a lot.
He may have some stray.
A lot.
He may have some stray kids in different cities.
I don't think that's any rumors. I think everyone fully acknowledges that. We did a whole segment on that one time.
Okay, well, that's people unethical.
People were saying she went to, like, what was it, Bearden High School or West High School? One of the two, I don't know.
I wasn't going to get into details, but that's an ethical concern, and that, you know.
Ethical's not criminal.
So do you cancel for ethical or just criminal?
Criminal.
So bad ethics are fine.
I don't know. There would probably be some ethics that I would say I'm out on, but I don't, like, not having estranged children, that's not it.
Do you cancel rock and roll?
Tiger, yeah. Yeah.
I know you have no problem canceling rock and roll. Tiger, that's another one.
Well, Tiger's cheating on his wife. Is it good? No, it's not good. It's bad, but it's not criminal.
I guess you got to draw a line somewhere.
That's what I'm saying. It's not, you know, like I said, Mike Tyson, he went to prison for rape. That was something that actually happened.
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson, yeah. Yeah, he was a raper.
But we didn't cancel Mike Tyson. He came back, and now we let him be like the comedic guy in The Hangover. We're like, oh, ha-ha, Mike Tyson.
OJ.
He got like whole TV shows and everything.
Right, no, OJ. OJ, we haven't really like welcomed OJ back in. Like some people laugh at the Twitter video, sure, but like OJ's not doing pop culture. You couldn't drop OJ into a movie and have him be the comedic relief. We let Mike Tyson do
what? If it's a horror movie?
Did he do...
How about Scream 5?
That would probably be kind of funny.
Put him in Scream 5?
He could probably be in
knife?
Scream 5. Yeah. He could probably be in Scream 5, but that would be in poor taste.
Yeah.
Maybe scary. Just a little cameo. Why are you running?
Maybe Scary Movie 5. If they made a Scary Movie 5, maybe he could be in that one.
Would it be poor taste? It's been 40 years ago. I mean, you know. There's got to be some kind of a...
But we haven't let OJ like be comedy guy again. And we let Mike Tyson, like I said, he did what, 2 hangovers? 3 hangovers? He did all 3 of them, right? He was in the first and second one. I'm pretty sure he was in the third one.
Mike Tyson?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he in the third one? I know he was in the first two.
Nobody liked the third one.
No, people liked the third one. They didn't like the second one, right? Isn't that how it went?
I don't know.
Didn't people like the third one better than the second one? I personally like the third one better than the second one, but I didn't like it very much.
I don't remember. I thought the first one was plenty.
It was weird that they basically just ran back.
He was not in the third one.
So he didn't make a cameo in the third one?
No.
Okay. It was a little weird that they basically just ran back the same exact movie on the first one and second one. And the only thing they changed was, like, we're going to Bangkok instead. It was basically the same exact movie. So he didn't make an appearance in the third one, huh?
I'm seeing conflicting stuff. It says he's not in it. This one says he was. Whew. I'll figure it out, but.
Just look up Mike Tyson's filmography on IMDb.
Just go to IMDb, bro. What are you doing? Just Google, was Mike Tyson The Hangover 3?
That's what I Googled.
What is this guy doing? He
Everybody's got a filmography.
It doesn't appear as if he's getting credit for Hangover 2. Or Hangover 3 doesn't appear he is getting credit for that. He was in Scary Movie 5, so there was a Scary Movie 5. Five scary movies? Do we really need that? Does not look as if there was he made an appearance in Hangover 3.
Yeah, I don't see.
At least he is not credited on the IMDb.
I usually subscribe to the just hate the artist, not the art theory.
Okay.
If you like something, you like it. I mean, you don't necessarily have to think about all the bad
you
stuff that would
make
it.
Yourself, basically.
Right. I'm a selfish person.
No, I mean,
and you got to think about.
I would say most people probably are on your side of that.
Well, and you got to think about all the other stuff that just hasn't come out about everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's bad in everything. There's probably
I don't know if that's an excuse, though.
Well, there could be a rapist that worked on the new Lion King movie. Are you going to cancel that? I mean,
The new Lion King movie isn't worth caping for. I will cancel the new Lion King movie. It wasn't that good. It was actually very weird.
My point is,
the new Lion King. Have you guys watched it?
No.
Cam, you need to watch it.
First one was good enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same exact one, but it's just
right. That's what I do not understand watching the live action remakes.
It was really weird. The long extended scenes where the animals are talking. They made Timon and Pumbaa too much of jokesters. I didn't have much to like about it, honestly. But either way. I'm not. If there is somebody that was criminal working on the Lion King set, I will cancel that one.
Yeah, like if Pumbaa turns out to be a molester or something,
Seth Rogen seems like a pretty good dude.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is there's bad everywhere, and we don't know about all of it. And just you can't cancel everything. I mean, it's just there's bound to be bad in pretty much anything. You know.
I can never root for the Florida Gators based off Aaron Hernandez.
Exactly. Mm. You know, there could be
any responsible person would do.
Nor the New England Patriots. I can't find it in myself to root for either one of those franchises or acknowledge any of their success that they had around the immediate time.
I mean, it's stuff is everywhere. You know, I've heard there's a known arsonist working here in this building. Mm. You know, I've heard things.
What?
That's something I've heard.
Okay.
An arsonist. Someone that sets things on fire.
I mean, I know what an arsonist is.
Well, you seem confused by it.
I just was unfamiliar with any stories.
Just something I heard.
What show would I have to cancel?
I can't release that information.
Is it Talk Sports?
No, no. No one in here is an arsonist.
You? Are you talking about yourself?
No one in here is an arsonist. Although, when I was in eighth grade, there could have been a bit of an issue, but... It wasn't me.
Okay.
So, anyway, what were we... Are you going to use that timeout, or are we going to...
Oh, no. No, I mean, I feel like this one, I was hoping we could maybe find some more sports examples, but I got the Aaron Hernandez one. That's good enough for me.
Don't we have three new timeouts after 1:30?
No. That's not how it works in college basketball anymore. You get four for the entire game.
So... You've taken two, so we still have two, right?
Well, yeah, I guess so. I was playing it from a scenario where Barnes only had three left during the run.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But I guess we could have four.
Still got two timeouts left.
I guess we could look at it that way.
When did they change the rule from six timeouts? Was it six timeouts? Three each half?
Like 4 years ago or so.
Hmm. It's about when I quit watching.
What's worse, Konzo taking timeouts after made threes or just Rick Barnes refusing to call any timeouts? Both of them seem really stupid. I used to get really mad, though, when Konzo would take timeouts after made threes. Like, what are you doing?
Really slows down the flow of the momentum.
I guess the idea behind it was like, hey, set up your defense, but like, it just seemed really dumb at the time.
A quick check back in on the momentum stance.
Uh-huh.
I know you're anti, but
yeah,
when Auburn was on their run Saturday,
18-0
run.
Yeah. Are you trying to talk
about
momentum?
Well, you don't have to use the word if you don't want to, but it did seem like everything was going their way.
I wouldn't say that everything was going their way. I wouldn't call it a mythical momentum. I would just say that Tennessee just completely quit doing what was working. Like, what are you blaming that collapse
to? It seems like we got a little bit lost once they hit a couple of shots. Mm-hmm. Like, maybe we could feel the run coming, and we did nothing about it.
Again, it goes back to what I'm saying with momentum. You can look at the end of something and call it whatever you want. You can use momentum to describe the real-life things that are actually happening.
I think essentially
Do you think Tennessee lost because they quit playing basketball or because momentum took over?
Well, it depends on how you define it. I think we essentially believe in the same thing. I just use a different word for it. I just call it something.
I just look at a team completely fell apart, and you can blame momentum on that. That's fine.
It's kind of like two people spiritually. Like, someone says, yes, I believe in a higher power, and then someone else says, yes, I believe in God. And the one person might not believe in God, but they believe in a higher power, you know? Mm-hmm. And it's like they kind of believe the same thing, but they don't call it.
I understand. I've just seen too many examples of teams not get overwhelmed by mythical momentum to believe it exists.
Well, those were shifts in momentum.
Right, and it's funny how that always works, like to where momentum can never be wrong, right? Like,
yeah.
Momentum can never be wrong because that momentum can shift
at
any moment.
It is all-knowing and all-powerful.
As the announcer in Little Giants once phrased, Uncle Mo can change his address at any time.
All-knowing, all-powerful.
Yeah.
A lot
I've seen
like
too
God.
Many teams stare that in the eye and say, actually, we're a good team. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, and we're not going to be overtaken by this mythical power. We're just going to keep playing. And I think Tennessee had that ability to do that, but they just didn't have a point guard on the court that could dribble, and they had no coach to help them get through it. So you could call that momentum if you want. That's fine.
It's a lot like the God of sports, all-knowing, all-powerful. It really bothers me that this Truly sign doesn't light up.
It will light up if I plug it in. It just doesn't look good lit up.
Do you still have the...
I can plug it in.
You still have that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I hope so.
That seems like the kind of thing I would lose. Like
if nobody's throwing my box away out there, I still got it.
You have a box?
That it came in. You think they just sent it like that?
No, I assume it came in a box, but you kept the box for it?
Kept it here.
Where are you keeping it?
Somewhere out there. It might have gotten thrown away by now, but I hope not.
Sit in
I also have a big one I could put on the wall, too. We just don't have anywhere to put it on the wall.
Oh, I'd love to put it on the wall. Could put it over the logo.
No, because you can't hammer into that wall there.
Well, you could drape it.
Yeah, but it has to
over
be
the
mounted.
TV.
I don't think it'll work that way.
Okay.
All right, let's go to break.
Citizens National Bank is bringing Fred.
Besides Tennessee Auburn, what sports caught your eye this weekend? Was there anything that caught your attention? The Kansas-Baylor game was pretty good. Kansas, Cam, you said the new top 25 is out. Kansas number one, Baylor number two.
Yep. That's how it went. And Gonzaga's three. And then Dayton and San Diego State round up the top five.
Okay. So you had the two teams from the number one versus number three matchup basically stay in similar position. And then 3, 4, and 5 goes to the non-power five teams. Okay.
Anybody else you want to know where they are?
No, not where'd Auburn go to?
They are at 15.
They're not the 15th best team in the country. I mean, unless the rest of the country just kind of stinks. I don't know.
Yeah, they're squeezed in around. They're right under Oregon and right above Penn State, who lost like two in a row now.
That Oregon Arizona game was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. That was pretty fun. That was a good game. Anything else catch your eye over the weekend? XFL, anything? I'm curious to see what the ratings are going to be coming out for that. I thought yesterday's Lakers-Celtics game was a lot of fun. I don't know how much you guys got to watch of that. I thought that was a really good NBA game.
I did see part of the Lakers game. That was a classic game. I didn't watch any of the NASCAR race.
I tried to watch. I put it over at times. It seemed like every time I put it over, it was basically at a caution for one reason or the other.
Very boring.
First time I caught it right at the end of stage one, so they went to a caution. I got lucky and turned it on right towards the end of the race, and they were in a caution with four laps to go, and then, you know, kind of got a two-lap go where they were racing for it, and then they went to another caution and ended under caution. So it was tough, like you said. It was going to be a boring race. It wasn't going to be very good, and that was the vibes I got from it.
Yeah.
Congratulations to you for costing me another $500, Cody, on Jimmy Johnson. I put a lot of money on Jimmy Johnson. He didn't win.
That seems like a lot to put on Jimmy Johnson.
As Cam, you cost me $1,000. I took your first-place winner, and your guy didn't win. And I took my guy, Kurt Busch, who did not win. And somehow, if I just would have taken Cam's number two, I would have won money. I took your number one, Cam's number one, and my number one, and I put a total of $2,000 on it and lost all three of them, so now I'm poor.
If you're losing $2,000 on NASCAR races, I feel like a little bit of the blame has to be on you.
Well,
too.
If I'd have won, I would have won like $10,000. So I was just trying to, make some money. But you guys let me down, so I appreciate it. Jimmy Johnson ran near the front most of the race. I thought, oh, Cody's going to get me rich here. No.
Who's finished higher? I don't remember exactly who's. Me and Cody's pick finished higher.
I don't even know. Jimmy Johnson petered out, as they say in NASCAR.
Oh, did he?
I think my guy did finish higher.
I saw your guy was in – Keselowski was in, like, ninth towards the last bit, and I thought Jimmy Johnson was, like, sixth, but maybe in that final stretch, maybe, like you said, they petered out because it was a enough to give me some false hope at the end of the race.
Jimmy petered got fifth. Keselowski got seventh.
Okay, I was going to say, I thought Jimmy was at the top.
Petered out may be the most on-brand NASCAR term I've ever heard.
Where did Kurt Busch finish? Kurt, I feel like he wasn't even in the contention.
He was.
So between all three of our picks, I lost $2,000.
Well, he was
25th.
Yeah.
Well, we did okay. Me and Cam were in the top 10.
What about Kyle Busch?
He was higher. Where was he?
If you would just use the search 15th. Function.
No, I had just on 15th. So
both those damn Busch brothers can go to hell.
Yeah, you should never. Those guys are jerks. Those are some of the worst people in sports.
Look at Bubba Wallace getting sixth in there.
Whenever you were describing boring, terrible races, like it sounds like a perfect one for a Busch brother to win. So.
Yeah, it's a good point.
That was my line of thinking.
Now, yeah, all those cautions threw it off a little at the end. All our guys are right around the front, like going into those last few cautions. I'm like, uh-oh.
I would have been pretty cool if Jimmy would have won, but oh well. At least he had a good showing.
Only if you would have kept your big mouth shut. And then if you wouldn't have made me make my selection, I just would have been on Cam's top three, and I'd have made a lot of money. But you just had to start talking about Jimmy Johnson.
He had a good showing.
And then say, John, can you make a pick? Because then once I made a pick of the stupid Busch brother, I couldn't not bet on the Busch brother, because if he won, you guys would be like, oh, great job. But yeah, but I lost money on it. So then I wrote myself into it.
I mean, the guy.
Which is why I didn't want to make a pick in the first place. I just wanted to take Cam's top three. Last week, What number did you pick Denny Hamlin in last week?
Second.
And I didn't bet on him either because
Cam won last week.
Because Cam put his stupid tweet out talking about he had an inspection problem. So I'm down $4,000 on NASCAR through two races, all because I want to keep up with this.
You can't bet on Daytona. That was your first mistake.
I could have if I just would have bet on Cam's number two, if I didn't bother to check his stupid timeline. And I saw him arguing with one of our listeners where the guy was talking about how Ricky Stenhouse has the best car. So then I went and bet on Ricky Stenhouse too, and I just keep losing all his money on NASCAR. Even though Cam has picked the winner in his top two the first 2 weeks, I should be raking in the money.
There's a lot of tracks left. A lot of predictable
races. Trust me, I know. I'm already staring down a $50,000 loss this NASCAR season.
You got about 30 races to go.
I can't afford it.
I'm sure you'll get it all back at Watkins Glen if you rely on the road course ringers.
Is that where we're at next, the road course?
We're in California. The Auto Club Speedway.
Another boring track.
Yeah.
Can't wait for Cam's fourth place winner to win this one after I don't pick him, or for you to pick a winner that wins. And then I don't bet on him out of spite, and then you're like, I told you. I can't wait.
Jimmy Johnson. I can't wait. Jimmy Johnson used to be good at California, too.
Jimmy Johnson is good at every track.
It's last race he's going to win it.
It's not 2008 anymore.
He had a good showing. It's not like I was wrong.
Guess what? Fifth place paid $0.
Well, should have taken him in the top five. I'm sure you can bet on a guy to make the top five, can't you?
I'm sure
some
you
sites.
Can.
You can bet on anything.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
Who's got the most wins at Auto Club Speedway?
Vontae Berfect just got reinstated.
Okay. So he basically got suspended, what, like 12 games?
Yep.
This light, I found the plug-in for this true light. It's so bright, I got a headache now.
I like it.
It is so bright. It's just getting me right in the eye. I need sunglasses.
It is a little bit bright. It is so bright. Maybe if we put like a towel over it.
Well, then it covers the logo up.
I don't know. It might shine through.
We're missing Vanessa Bryant talk publicly, I guess, since the first time since, right?
Yeah, the celebration of life is today, right?
Okay, so that's a weird time that she's filing this lawsuit then, right?
Yeah, I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking all about it. It's today's the day they're doing the celebration of, you know, life.
Man, I really thought, and it's an obscure game, so many people probably don't remember it, but there was a Lakers-Celtics game from 2009-2010, right when they're in the middle of their renaissance rivalry that was in Boston, where Kobe hit that free throw line jumper to win by one. You remember that, Cam, when he was going up against you know, the Celtics team that kicked his ass in the finals?
Yep.
And he comes through the lane and hits that free throw line jumper, and they won by one. And I really thought that's what LeBron was going to do yesterday. I thought he was going to get the ball and go to the free throw line and hit that shot to beat the Celtics by one. He did his little Hakeem shake and Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant type of fadeaway for the win, but I really thought that they were going to he was going to go and hit that free throw line jumper and pay homage to the Mamba. That was a fun game, though. And I've been hard on Jason Tatum for a long time. Mm-hmm. I've been hard on the Celtics. Jason Tatum seems to have finally figured out, hey, me shooting long twos, me shooting contested mid-range jumpers, that ain't it. That's not the way to be successful. And really, the last two showcase games he's had versus the Clippers on Thursday night before the All-Star break, and versus the Lakers yesterday, he has been awesome. And yesterday it was all layups and threes, and he looked really, really good. Like someone who could maybe get the Celtics to the conference finals. That was fun to watch. But the Lakers, everyone has been talking about how bad their bench is, right? That was a story all offseason. Oh, the Clippers are so much deeper. The Lakers don't have enough help. It's just LeBron and AD versus everybody. Well, yesterday the Lakers bench came through. In big fashion. Lakers bench outscored Boston 43-11. You had Howard getting 10-7. You had Kuzma scoring 16. You had Rondo looking like he could play basketball again. Caruso looked good. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope is your closing defender at the end trying to guard Tatum. That was a really good performance by the Lakers, who are first place in the West, but I still feel like we're underrating. That was my big takeaway from the NBA yesterday. I looked around and I was like, man, I don't know if we're talking about the Lakers enough. They are 5 games clear in the West. They're 6.5 games up on the Clippers. Which, by the way, at a certain point, do you think Kawhi Leonard will look around and say, I made the third best choice out of a 3-team race this summer? I had 3 options in front of me. I had 3 doors. I opened up the GOAT door. Not the greatest of all time door. Just a literal, bah! Bah. Bah. And he's like, yeah, I'm good with the GOAT. Let's go do that.
He should have known.
He could have went to play with LeBron James and Anthony Davis and walked to a championship, or he could have stayed in Toronto and been the alpha on a team that would probably be the championship favorite when you look at what Toronto has. Instead, he went to the Clippers, and they are a distant second in the playoff race. They are a distant second in the city in terms of interest. The Clippers' local TV ratings are still bad. His roster around him doesn't look very good either. Kawhi's going to have to really put that team on his back to win a championship. And if he does, it will be a huge reward. And maybe the risk of winning a championship there and the reward that you would get in terms of your accolades is greater doing it with a third team, especially 2 in 2 years. Than it would be just going back-to-back in Toronto, maybe. It damn sure better than if you had gone to the Lakers and won with Anthony Davis and Kawhi. Or, excuse me, Anthony Davis and LeBron. But still. When I look at the Clippers and I look at the Lakers and I look at the Raptors, I feel like Kawhi Leonard made the third best choice in a 3-team race. Clippers play the Grizzlies tonight. The Grizzlies need a win. They have came out after the All-Star break and lost their first 2 games. They have the toughest, I want to say it's the toughest remaining schedule the rest of the year. I want to say is what it is. Yeah, they have the toughest remaining schedule the rest of the way. Their strength of schedule ranks the opponents have a 558 win percentage. That is higher than any teams that they are ahead of. It's tougher than anybody in the league. Like, you look at Portland. Portland's 26th. New Orleans, who is also chasing them, 28th. So the teams right behind them have easy schedules compared to the Grizzlies having a really tough one. They lost to the Lakers. They have the Clippers tonight. They desperately need a win. That'll be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three with headlines. And, Cam, here's your warning. You better have that damn headline music ready to go.
Yes, sir.
We'll hit it next.